Good evening. This is Akashvani. I'm Anita Anand with the World News. The headlines. Defense Minister Rajnath Singh invites German industry to co-develop and co-produce with India in the field of specific technologies. France grants visa free transit for Indian nationals through French airports. India welcomes the move. Iran claims to have collected its first payment from a commercial vessel transiting Strait of Hormuz. US President Donald Trump orders US military to shoot and kill Iranian boats choking Strait of Hormuz. And Indian shooters win one gold and one bronze medal in ISSF Junior Shooting World Cup in Cairo. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has said that India has undertaken a series of structural reforms over the past decade to improve the ease of doing business and make India an attractive destination for investment. Addressing the Indian and German defence industry leaders during the Defence Investor Summit in Munich, Germany today, Mr. Singh invited the German industry to co-develop and co-produce with India, particularly in the field of niche technologies. He reiterated that Indian companies are keen to engage with German companies for co-development and co-production in areas including advanced radar and sensor technology, AI-enabled unmanned aerial systems, and high-power, low-frequency underwater transmitters.
I have come here today not only as a defense minister of India, but also as a committed advocate of a stronger India-Germany defense industrial partnership with a clear message to the German industry, come collaborate and grow with India. Germany occupies a very special place in the global industrial and technological landscape.
India has welcomed the announcement on the operationalization of visa-free transit for Indian nationals transiting through French airports. Briefing media in New Delhi this evening, spokesperson of Ministry of External Affairs Randhir Jaiswal said the decision reflects the enduring partnership between India and France.
The removal of the requirement of transit visas for Indian passport holders was agreed between Prime Minister and President Macron during their meeting in Mumbai in February this year. The government of France has now operationalized this agreement, and Indian nationals transiting through mainland France exclusively by air will no longer need a transit visa with effect from 10th April 2026.
India has also welcomed Japan's review of three principles on transfer of defense equipment and technology. Mr. Jaiswal said defense and security cooperation forms an important pillar of India-Japan's special strategic and global partnership. He said as part of the joint declaration on security cooperation between India and Japan, both sides have committed to increase practical cooperation in the interest of their national security and continued economic dynamism. On a query on the India-US bilateral trade agreement, Mr. Jaiswal said a team from India went to Washington, D.C. for negotiations on the bilateral trade agreement.
A team from India went to Washington, D.C. for negotiations on a bilateral trade agreement. These engagements are ongoing and constructive. Both sides are working towards a balanced, mutually beneficial and forward-looking trade agreement, taking into account each other's concerns and priorities, and to reach a trade target of US$500 billion by 2030.
External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today met the National Security Advisor of United Kingdom, Jonathan Powell, in New Delhi. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said that the discussion focused on regional and global security issues as well as the deepening India-UK cooperation. National Security Advisor Ajit Doval also met Mr. Powell for the annual India-UK Strategic Dialogue. In a social media post, Ministry of External Affairs spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said that during the meeting, the two sides held wide-ranging discussions on advancing the India-UK Comprehensive Strategic Partnership, including strengthening defence and security cooperation. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal today virtually interacted with Qatari Minister of State for Foreign Trade Affairs, Ahmed bin Mohammed Al Said. In a social media post, Mr. Goyal said that the two sides discussed ways to further enhance bilateral trade and investment ties while strengthening supply chain resilience. The minister said that he is looking forward to deepening strategic partnership between India and Qatar in the times ahead. This is Akashwani. You are listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. U.S. President Donald Trump has ordered the U.S. military to shoot and kill Iranian small boats choking the Strait of Hormuz. In a social media post today, Mr. Trump said he has ordered the U.S. Navy to shoot and kill any boat which is putting mines in the waters of the Strait of Hormuz. He said the military is intensifying its mine clearing efforts in the critical waterway. The U.S. military today said it has seized another tanker associated with the smuggling of Iranian oil, ratcheting up a standoff with Iran a day after its paramilitary Revolutionary Guards took control of two vessels in the crucial Strait of Hormuz. Meanwhile, Iran claimed that it has collected its first payment from a commercial vessel transiting the Strait of Hormuz. If confirmed, it is a move without modern precedent and one that is already drawing a sharp response from Washington. Tehran says the fee has been deposited into Iran's central bank, framing the charge as compensation for damage caused by recent U.S. and Israeli military actions in the region. More from our West Asia correspondent.
Shipping through the Strait of Hormuz, the narrow passage carrying roughly a fifth of the world's daily oil supply has slowed dramatically. Vessel movements have fallen sharply. Insurance premiums have surged to the point where many transits are no longer commercially viable. Operators now face a stark choice. Absorb the cost, reroute through longer and more expensive alternatives, or stop moving altogether. Some are finding workarounds. A number of tankers have switched off their tracking systems, effectively going dark. Others are transferring cargo at sea outside the strait, trying to avoid both Iranian enforcement and U.S. interception. At the heart of the standoff is a legal dispute. Iran says it has a right to impose transit fees under active conflict conditions. Washington and its allies says international law is clear. Passage through the international strait must remain free and no unilateral declaration changes that. With Iranian patrol vessels operating in the enforcement zone and U.S. naval assets repositioned nearby, a single miscalculation, one boarding attempt met with force, could collapse what remains of the diplomatic track within hours. This is Vinod Kumar for World News from Dubai.
The United Nations experts have expressed serious concern over the continued and widespread abduction and forced religious conversion and marriages targeting women and girls from minority communities in Pakistan. Experts mentioned that in 2025, around 75% of the women and girls affected by forced conversion through marriage in Pakistan were Hindus, while 25% were Christians. They warned that the climate of impunity fuels the relentless practice across the country. India's young shooters won one gold and one bronze medal today in the ISSF Junior Shooting World Cup at Cairo in Egypt. In the women's 50-meter rifle three-position event, Prachi Gaikwad clinched the gold medal. Meanwhile, in the men's category, Naren Pranav Vanita Suresh bagged one bronze medal in the 10-meter rifle event. India is leading the medal tally with two gold, four silver and three bronze medals. In IPL cricket, Chennai Super Kings have set a target of 208 runs for Mumbai Indians at Wankhede Stadium in Mumbai tonight. Mumbai Indians were 52 for 3 in 8.5 overs when the reports last came in. Earlier put into bat, Chennai Super Kings scored 207 for 6 in the stipulated 20 overs. And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh invites German industry to co-develop and co-produce with India in the field of specific technologies. France grants visa-free transit for Indian nationals through French airports. India welcomes the move. Iran claims to have collected its first payment from a commercial vessel transiting Strait of Hormuz. U.S. President Donald Trump orders U.S. military to shoot and kill Iranian boats choking Strait of Hormuz. And Indian shooters win one gold and one bronze medal in the ISSF Junior Shooting World Cup in Cairo. That concludes tonight's World News Bulletin. For more updates, stay tuned to Akashwani. Good night.